Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss the Republican accusation that gays are the new KKK, we give a shout out to our dead listeners, what Drag Race has to do to reinvent itself, Shawn Mendes' new underwear ad, and we weigh in on the Jussie Smollett case. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello, Tyler.
Hello, Corey.
Did I sing it like that?
A little bit. Should we continue? You want to keep going? Do we want to get a Grammy?
No. Well, we do want a Grammy. I would love a Grammy.
Why are there no podcast categories for the Grammys? Or maybe, maybe there are. I don't know.
I mean, if you can get like a spoken word comedy album, then you can fucking have a podcast Grammy.
Like podcast mixing local daytime Grammy. I feel like we're eligible.
When they finally do launch the category, we're going to have to re-record word for word the like anti-Jesus Easter episode we did like a few years ago.
You know, I have no recollection
of that. I'm still here.
Anti-Jesus?
I think we just went off on Christ.
Well, somebody had to. That bitch has been unchecked for decades. Maybe even centuries.
Truly.
I don't even know.
Did you?
What?
Did you see that? I think it was like, I don't know. It must have been like a congressperson. That was all. We got to keep the death penalty because if we don't, then like, how would have we ever killed Jesus if we didn't have the death penalty?
What? That is some mental gymnastics.
Literally.
You know, but he's not wrong. Jesus had
between him and the guy from West Virginia who compared the LGBTQ community to the KKK and said we're just as bad. I mean, look at your elected officials, people.
Oh my God! There's all a lot going on there. Republicans are batshit crazy.
That's funny because I was gonna say I don't know if I even said they were Republican, but sure,
baby,
enough,
we know they're Republicans.
But sure enough, she knew.
And I'm sure there's gonna be somebody listening that's all not all Republicans, and I'm like, well, bitch.
Well, I agree, not all, but. If you're feeling guilty about it, there must be a reason.
I'm not saying all Republicans are putting on a hood or burning a cross or doing this, that, the other, but I am saying all of them are batshit crazy and endorse the people that do those things. So,
well, yeah. Speaking of putting on a hood.
Go on. Take me somewhere else than the KKK.
I had a cold the other day, and I was so shivering shims, I had to sleep with my hood on.
You know what? Take me back to the KKK. I thought you were going to give me a really good transition, but no, what kind of hoodie are we talking? Gap?
No, it was my American Apparel hoodie. May they rest in peace.
They're still available online. They have an online store.
We never turned the heat on in my house, and I had chills like the, I had shivers like the Rachel Platten bop.
You had million dollar chills? Wait, what's million dollar chills? What's million dollar?
That's like Whitney Houston's million dollar bill.
Ah, that's what I was going for. Thank you.
Yeah. So.
We miss you, yeah. Whitney.
We know you're listening. What
kind of ghost listeners do you think listen to the podcast? So surely people that listen to the podcast.
Don't call me Shirley.
Okay, shut up. Surely people that listen to the podcast have died. We miss viewers and listeners. Rip.
That's a little dark, but you're probably right.
Well, okay. So not just like the Whitneys of the world, but the Joe Schmoes just kind of croaking it. And now they can't catch up.
The JonBenet Ramseys.
Well, I don't think JonBenet Ramsey ever listened. I saw a tweet from somebody that was all, I thought JonBenet Ramsey was Gordon Ramsay's
daughter. I saw this tweet too.
It's not the biggest stretch, but...
Sometimes a lot of times actually when I see tweets and things on Tumblr, I think, what a weird story that you made up for retweets.
You know what? I will suspend my disbelief for some of them. Like that, I was okay with. I think I retweeted it because I was like, you know, I'm gonna let you have this.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Jesus.
Let's have a kiki.
I can't think of a kiki without thinking of the KKK because the kikis are what gays do.
The kiki keys.
No, I don't like it and I don't love it. I neither like it nor love it. Speaking of things.
So you listed it.
I list it. Speaking of things that I don't like nor love. Let's just dabble on the Drag Race finale. I don't want to go into it because I don't.
Let's have 60 seconds.
60 seconds on the clock. You get 30 seconds. Ready? 3, 2, go.
I just said we're going to have to stop holding any Drag Race All-Stars with any validity after I was sick and reading Drag Queen records the other day, and Trixie Mattel holds the record for most lip syncs lost, but yet she's hanging in that Hall of Fame.
You know, I have now been made over by 2 All-Stars winners. I think I hold that record. Thank you.
I think you really have.
Do you think they both deserved a split win?
Listen, I'm truly happy for both of them. I think they're both deserving. I think All Stars is a bit of an eye roll. I read this really good article on some website that I don't remember that was like, All Stars has to die so Drag Race can live. And they were just saying they think that it should start to follow the suit of like Survivor, where every like 3 years they do an All Stars in lieu of a regular season, or they do like heroes versus villains or some sort of like twisty theme and just air it in place of the regular season, just like Survivor
does. I would not be opposed to that. Types of All-Stars or Drag Race competition reiterations I would love. I would love Heroes versus Villains. I would love an all first eliminated, maybe.
Right. I mean, people say that about The Race and Survivor all the time, too. And it's like, I think Drag Race is one of the shows that really could do, like, take people from the first, like, 3 or 5 eliminated and bring them back, because I feel like sometimes they didn't, especially if it was like make your own costume in the first week. Like, you know how many good people probably went home because they made a Vangie Mateo budget costume in episode 1?
Right. I appreciate the concept of like a second chances. I like a heroes versus villains. I like a veterans versus newbies would be good, like half versus half.
Coaches or something.
Well, it's getting into, I don't know, it gets a little gimmicky and gets a little drag you. Speaking of drag you, did you see the preview for that new TLC show with drag queens?
I did. It's very say yes to the dress meets RuPaul's Drag Race meets, I don't know.
I don't know if I needed it. Bibi Zahara-Benet, Thorgy Thor, Jujubee, and Alexis Michelle, all queens that I can get behind and appreciate, are coming together for a new TLC wedding special. I don't know if it's a wedding special show with multiple episodes or if it's just a one-off special.
I thought when I first saw the trailer, I thought it was going to be like 4 episodes and each of them do 1 episode. But then I saw a preview and like all 4 of them were there. And I thought, okay, maybe it's just 1 episode.
It seems like, I believe it's 1 episode. They have 3 weeks to help one person find a dress, pick a venue, and turn it out on her special day. I don't know.
Is this them like trying to make a drag queen queer eye?
I guess. That's not a bad concept. I don't hate the idea
the
of a drag queen.
Of the world.
There's room in entertainment for a drag queen, whose line is it anyway? There's room in the world for a drag queen, The View. There's a lot of queens with a very diverse set of opinions.
Listen,
and skill
don't get
sets.
Me started on the View. You know I have to watch it every week or every day now.
No, this isn't what you do.
My roommate loves it, and when he gets home from work, because he gets home after me, and I watch so much TV, and he doesn't watch a lot of TV, I'm always like, all right, we can watch The View.
Oh, God. Well, would you watch The View with all drag queens?
Yeah, probably. I mean, at this point, it's just me yelling at the TV when I disagree with them, which I guess is pretty much like any show.
When it's on at the gym, I do glance at it, but they're always on. They're always just... I just very rarely care what they have to say uniquely. Like, I feel like they just regurgitate talking points that they've been coached on ahead of time for the episode. So, that's...
Probably.
Nobody goes into that not knowing what they're going to say for each response. So knowing and thinking that, I'm just kind of like, they're just saying their lines right now, you know?
Well, you know what kind of drag queen I saw when I was coming home from work today?
What? Who? A drag king?
I got out of my little Muni tunnel here in San Francisco, and there at the exit was a drag queen and a little girl selling Girl Scout cookies.
Absolutely.
And she, the drag queen, looked great. And I was like, ugh.
Was she in a Girl Scout uniform?
No, she was like in a dress. Oh. And I was very into it. And I thought, Jesus, if I haven't already gone through so many boxes of cookies, I would buy specifically from you. But I've already eaten 4 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
The Girl Scout situation has kind of turned me into a dealer, I feel. I feel like all of my friends have been like whispering to me, hey, do you have any more? Because I ordered so many from my niece. Apparently, yeah. She sold like 300 something boxes. I'm like, yes, bitch.
What they do here in San Francisco is they just wait outside of every freaking Muni tunnel, and then they're just all Girl Scout cookies.
Well, that is what they would say. What else would you want them to say?
Some girl said, you want some Samoas? And I said, nobody wants Samoas. And in unison, they all went, everybody wants Samoas.
So I got to say, when I took orders, it was Samoas and Thin Mints were the hot commodities. Nobody likes those. What are those smiles? Savannah smiles.
Savannah smiles? Bitch, I love those. They're lemon.
They're not hot. The gays do not enjoy.
Well, I had never had until last year, and now I would recommend try it.
Okay. Thank you.
step out of your comfort zone, little Debbie.
Speaking of ladies who've stepped out of their comfort zones.
I'm ready.
Ariana Grande with her new album debuting at number one.
Us 10 years later.
I know. I feel, well, we were meant to bring it up like 2 episodes ago, and then we
14
didn't.
14 years
and then,
ago.
And then last week, as we were closing it out, we were like, wait, we never heard anything. Do you have any thoughts? Do you have any opinions?
If you want my immediate thoughts on an album, follow me on Twitter.
That's a good thought. Thank you.
Let me pull up the album.
I gotta say, I really enjoy almost all of it. I don't necessarily need makeup or ghosting or in my head, but I like all 3 of those. But those are my least favorite 3. But I still like, I don't skip them. So the whole album, I don't skip, which is kind of very rare for me.
It's one of those albums for you. I really only like 4 songs, and
what?
I'm very blessed. And I'm very blessed that all 4 of them come right in a row.
Can I guess what they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can
so
you guess?
Surely Bloodline is one of them.
Okay.
This feels like Battleship. Like, I don't know if that's the front of the ship or the end of the ship.
Right. That's the middle or the end, baby.
So NASA is also.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess. Ooh, it's either Needy or Fake Smile. I'm going to go, because I think Bad Idea is one of them, I'm going to say Fake Smile and Bad Idea.
Yep, that's it.
Wow.
I can listen to those 4 in a row, and then I just think, who cares about the rest? And I just can't believe that so many people really do like Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored.
I really like all of them, but I think my favorite, if I had to pick in this current moment, is maybe Bad Idea. That one is, I just love it.
Yeah, I'm definitely here for NASA. Like I said, I thought she was saying, giddy up, world. I'm gonna need space.
Well, because I
and
saw your
everybody
tweet.
Everybody told me that I was wrong.
When I saw your tweet, it made, now I only hear that. So thank you for that.
I can't imagine anyone hearing anything other than that. Thanks, lyrics.com, for helping me figure that out.
Well, I asked people on Twitter what they wanted us to talk about. A lot of people were saying, please finally talk about Ariana's album. I feel like we touched on it. She's not releasing any more singles from it, correct? That's the rumor I heard. I think she said that.
I don't know. I mean, I think as somebody tweeted at me and was all, how do you feel about Ariana coming for Katie's record? And they were talking about 5 number ones off of 1 album, and I just had to laugh. I think I just had to mute him and laugh.
I don't know if it's that far-fetched. I think she's in the hottest moment she's ever had.
If she's halfway there, then we can talk, but I just don't think people realize how hard of a record that is to achieve.
I'm not arguing with that. I think Teenage Dream is a masterpiece. I think visually, music-wise, it hit every spot for me.
It's all going to come down to whether or not Break Up With Your Girlfriend can go number one, because it's number 2 right now. But did you see she had songs 1, 2, and 3 on the Hot 100?
Which hasn't been achieved since what? When? Who?
I think the Beatles are the only one who's ever done it, is what I saw.
Say what you
which
want.
Which is crazy.
You know, you can say you're bored of
that's
her
a record.
Over her, but that is a record to be appreciated and respected.
And I especially think it's a wonderful moment for a female artist to have, because I feel like the last few years have been very like male dominated when it comes to radio and charts. And I said, come on, you're the woman. Let's get sickening. No?
I feel like pop music is a little bit parallel to politics in the sense that things swing back and forth very dramatically. Like there are years in politics where it goes very conservative in response to a previously liberal or Democrat president. And then it swings all the way back and forth and all the way back and forth. Like it went from Obama to Trump to hopefully some next president that's super liberal. Pop music, I feel like we're in a swing back to pop queens.
Well, listen, we are 8 weeks into 2019, and 7 of the 8 weeks have had a female artist at number one on the Hot 100, which I think is a good thing. Only Post Malone has upset the ladies, and he did with that like Spider-Man song for 1 week. But other than that, it's been highly female-dominated, which I am A-okay with.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Wix.com. Y'all know we love Wix here at the podcast. With Wix, you can create your own very special professional website. Choose a template you love and customize it by adding your own text, images, and videos. With hundreds of intuitive design features, you can tell your story exactly the way you want. Plus, if you want even more for your website, you can start a blog, you can launch an online store, you can create an event, share everything in a click on social media, and you can drive even more traffic to your site with SEO tools to get found on Google. Wix has all the tools you need to create the exact website you want. You can even make your website while you're listening to your favorite podcast, Psychobabble. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their website. Create yours today. To get started, just go to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/psychobabble to get 10% off. Again, Wix.com/psychobabble for 10% off. Thank you, Wix, for your support. We love you here at the podcast. Now back to the drama. You know, somebody was asking us, you know, I should say who, Alyssa tweeted us and said that she wants us to talk about Shawn Mendes.
Calvin Klein.
Do you have anything to say about that?
Oh my goodness.
I guess it makes sense. He's in the gym like 2 days. It's like, now we see why.
He's just such a little babe.
I love it. I feel like he's beautiful. I feel like he's stunning. I feel like he's approachable. I think he's like a boy next door, a man next door. I was all about the ad. It made me want to go buy Calvin's. Though I didn't necessarily need... who's the other dude that was in the campaign?
You think I saw someone else in that campaign?
Noah from Netflix, that boy.
Noah Centineo?
Yes, he's also in the campaign.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if I care. He seems sweet enough, but he tweets like, hey, and he gets 20,000 retweets. So I'm just kind of like, hello in there. Anything happening?
I told you a while ago, I think the one time we talked about him, that he reminded me of the guy from Whiplash that I don't really care for.
I don't know if I ever saw Whiplash. Oh, yes did. I did. And I loved it. Oh, that dude who's the main character dude. Not the bald guy. Not the teacher.
No, Miles Teller, not J.K. Simmons.
Another person who replied to my tweet saying, when I said, what should we talk about on the next episode of the podcast, Michael Buckley chimed in. Did you see his tweet?
No, he's been very tweeting, Facebook, Instagramming me lately, so I'm happy. And I know we agree with a lot of the same things, so what's he want us to talk about?
He gave us a wide variety of topics, but one that really caught my eye was the Jussie Smollett situation. Is that how you say his last name?
Yeah.
Is that how you say any of his name?
Yeah.
Jussie Smollett situation. What is there to say? Every day is a new update about it. The latest as of like 10 minutes ago was the police are indicting him, is what I've seen. Yeah, indicted for filing a false police report. Again, tomorrow something else might change, or I don't know what it is. Basically, the situation was, he allegedly faked and set up his own hate crime. Is that accurate to have said at this point?
Well, they were talking about it on The View this week. And I felt like a lot of the people have already changed the conversation, and now a lot of people are already assuming that he lied and it's all made up. So I'm just like, listen, I'm going to wait until I hear all the facts. I certainly hope it wasn't made up. I don't think that's a great thing for hate crimes in general to be on this wide of a like media display to be shown as fake or fabricated in any way. So I'm going to wait until it all like shakes out. I also saw a bunch of tweets that I thought were interesting saying like naming the number of times that that the Chicago Police Department has lied when it's come to interactions with people of color. So I've seen people saying that they wouldn't necessarily believe the police right off the bat also. So I don't know. I hope it's not made up. I'm just ready to like wait and see. I don't really want to like say how I feel one way or the other.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really chimed in. I've just kind of been spectating and
yeah,
taking it all in because it is obviously a really hurtful topic. Either way, it's not a good situation. The fact that anti-black and anti-gay hate crimes do happen and right. is a possibility that it happened to him, and the fact that people who if it was ended up being faked and fabricated, then the people that are actually affected by those types of crimes will be less inclined to report, less inclined to be believed. Everything involved in it is just kind of getting to the point where it's like there's no good outcome from any possibility. So it's really disappointing. Either way, I am bummed about it, to say the very least.
Not bummed.
Yes, bummed. Et cetera.
You know what else? I want to know if something else has you bummed at the moment.
What?
I heard Lady Gaga's engagement was called off.
Oh, my goodness. You know, did you see Gaga 5'3" or 2" or 1 or 5 or 4 or whatever?
You know, I really did, and you know I didn't love it.
Okay, well, there's a scene where she's cooking in her kitchen talking about her love life, and she says that every time something big is happening in her career, her love life falls apart, and I feel like
as of this
day that we're recording it, she is number one on iTunes for albums, number one on iTunes for single, and number one on iTunes for movie. She has the first time in iTunes history to occupy all three of those things. So I think she's at a very big moment in her career. And of course, it all comes crumbling down on her love life. So I'm a little bit bummed.
A little bummed on her behalf.
But I am the type of bitch that's like, you know what? Breakups are usually good. Clearly the relationship wasn't working. Clearly the relationship wasn't successful. It's like the quicker you accept that and break up and move on, the quicker you can move on to somebody who is worth your time, or you are able to grow from that and move on and better yourself. So anytime there's a breakup, it's like I have nothing to do with. I'm like, okay, good for them, because clearly it needed to happen so that they can grow and move forward.
She just needs to get back out there and start dating.
Who should she date?
Speaking of dating.
Well, no. Though, oh my God. So on Valentine's Day, we cooked dinner together and...
Oh, yeah. Who won the mushroom off? I must know.
Well, let me tell you. We cooked two recipes for stuffed mushrooms and two recipes for chicken cordon bleu, because I wanted ham and Swiss. He wanted prosciutto and Gruyere. So we kind of had two competitions going on.
What a bougie ass bitch.
I do have to say, me describing my Valentine's Day, I don't use the word often, but I am definitely giving you faggot. I had to hesitate saying it because I feel weird saying it, but honestly, I can take back the word. We were giving you faggot. Anyway, who do you think won?
Well, I mean, I know that I was like mocking Anthony's bougie ass prosciutto and Gruyere, but like TBQH, that's what I would want to eat. But you know, when it comes to ham, I like that high quality ham.
Well, I
like
to say,
that Kool's Meat Market good.
The chicken cordon bleu competition was stiff. I mean, we both really delivered.
Was there an impartial judge?
I was.
Did you
judge.
Invite a third?
No, we're always inviting a third.
Was Nathan's dog there to sample?
Ollie? No, I was the judge because I feel like I am level-headed, level-minded, fair.
Oh, right.
So as far
even
as
keeled
the stuffed mushroom situation,
but the only thing fair about you is your skin.
Go off. Was very. I'll give you that, and I will give you one
Snaps
of my stuffed
for
mushrooms.
Me.
The stuffed mushroom competition, I won.
Hands down.
The chicken cordon bleu, we both disagreed on the winner, but I think he had the better cheese, I had the better meat. So I think our powers combined.
Wow. If that ain't the story of my life.
I don't like it when somebody's got the better cheese, honey. Speaking of cheese.
No, speaking of dating.
Speaking of, oh no, that's what we were going to talk about. That's bitch. What got me there. Well, he also made a salad and there were, I think there were dates in it. Or no. You know what? I lied. There were figs in it.
They were, God, go figure. Wait, have you watched? Probably not, because I know you don't watch TV because you're rude. Have you watched Dating Around on Netflix?
No.
Do you know what it's about?
No.
Bitch, it's like, I mean, every time I describe it to someone, they picture immediately like dating reality, trashy, MTV, like Next Bus, singled out, whatever shit. But I think it's very well done. It's about a person who goes on 5 blind dates and they kind of like edit it all together and make it look like it's progressed through one evening. But I really would like to know more about the show, about like how they film it and if it's all in one night or if it's consecutive nights or whatever. But they go on 5 different blind dates and then they're supposed to like pick one, their favorite to like go on a second date with. But I thought they did a really good job of casting like diverse people for the show and for the dates. I was a little like eye rolled at of course the very first episode is like a white straight male. But after that you get like a Middle Eastern woman who's like a divorcee in her like mid-30s. There's like an episode where it's like a 70-year-old man going on dates, which I live for. There was a Gaysian, there's a black lesbian. I really wanted to see a bisexual person with all of their dates being like men and women. Like that's the only thing I thought it missed. And I was like, how dumb, because that would have been such a fun, great episode. So I hope it gets more episodes. I hope it gets more episodes. I just really am like, I'm like, do I have voyeuristic tendencies? Because, and I'm now suddenly obsessed with watching people go on blind dates and like, it shows the ones that go terribly wrong, and it shows when they go really well, and it shows when the people are boring. And I don't know. It made me want to go on dates, and it also, yeah, I don't know. I think I just root for love. I think I'm just a romantic at heart.
Well, how was your Valentine's Day? Another Valentine's Day alone?
Well, bitch, no. Me and the girls, we went out to the High Tops. Mm. Also, I was going to say, and I went to see Kacey Musgraves last Saturday. Mm. And incredible. My second time seeing her. So good. 3 different cycle babies came up and said hello, which was great. One took a picture. She didn't tag me in it on Instagram. So
what
I assume.
What a fucking bitch.
So I assume. No. I was going to be nice. I assume she didn't because I probably look as high in the photo as I was at the concert.
Oh, got it. Well, what a fucking delight that woman is then.
What a nice bitch. Yeah. No, it was great. They were all very nice, sweet. And they were like, oh my God, we listen to the podcast every week. And we remember you saying you were coming to the show.
Oh, I love that. So I love when
it was great. And
podcast listeners, I feel like I love when they come up to me because they're all like, hey, I'm a psycho baby. I'm like, oh my God, my baby. Thank you.
I know. And I don't know. It always catches. I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm used to like younger age people coming up and saying hi, and all of these people felt like closer to mine and your age, which I thought was so cute and fun.
Well, you know who always wants to come up and say that they're a psycho baby to us, but they can't?
Your mom.
Our dead listeners. When they're floating around looking at us. Ghosts.
Cycle ghosties.
Cycle ghostie. Oh, we miss you, cycle ghosties. Rip.
Listen, my roommate always jokes that before I moved in, the 2 girls that lived here before me always said that there was a ghost in our house. So, I mean, at this point, the ghost who lives in my house is psycho ghosty.
Is it a human ghost or what?
I don't know. It could be a cat ghost. It could be a dog ghost.
Cool. Okay, so before we go, the Oscars are this weekend, so a lot will have happened between now and our next episode, but I am currently watching a bunch of screeners. Are you getting through the Best Picture nominees?
Listen, bitch, yeah, I spent all day on Sunday being lazy on the couch watching the Best Pictures, and then just other films where people were nominated for performances like Best Actor and Best Actress, etc., not just Best Picture. Because a lot of the movies, I'm like, bitch, $5 on iTunes to rent is a steal compared to going to the city, living in a city like San Francisco or LA, and going and paying like $13 to see the movie.
What's your pick for Best Picture so far of the things that you've seen?
I still really did like A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
I liked Bohemian Rhapsody more than I thought I was going to.
Oh my God. I have to say, I was like appalled at how cheesy it was.
Thought it was cheesy?
I couldn't.
If you thought that was cheesy, then don't see Green Book.
Oh, that's the only one I haven't seen of the Best Picture nominees. But I
really? You saw Vice?
I saw Vice last night, and I didn't like the style that it was shot in or how they did it. It wasn't for me. I understood like, oh, this is interesting and different and unique in the way that they're presenting it. It just wasn't necessarily for me. Out of all of the Best Pictures, I didn't love Black Klansman. I thought it was better than a lot of the other ones, but my favorite, I still haven't seen Roma, actually. I need to see that, but I am really looking forward to seeing that because I've heard a lot of good things. I love Black Panther. I fucking loved The Favorite. Have you seen it yet?
Really?
Have you seen it?
No, and it's like, it's still in the theater right now, and I've been debating going to see it all week because it doesn't come out to rent on iTunes until like March 5th.
Girl, multiple times during the middle of The Favorite, I looked over at Anthony and I said, I love this movie. It was so
fun. You know I'm going to hate it. I never like movies you like.
Emma Stone gives you...
I don't want anything from her.
I didn't ask for anything, but she gave me everything and I said, thank you. It was really good.
I'm exhausted by her and I've already said this on this podcast.
Well, I really liked it. I think I liked it more than A Star Is Born. Don't repeat.
Wow.
Me buying a billboard in West Hollywood for Emma Stone.
I know. And like, I did really love Black Panther too. Like, and I'm kind of eye roll at a lot of Marvel movies, and I did love Black Panther. I don't know why I can't like get on board with like a Marvel action movie winning Best Picture. I think that's my only like hang up.
It's weird. Yeah. I feel the same way, but it has all the things that would be necessary for a Best Picture winner. It was entertaining. Yeah. I thought it was culturally relevant. I thought the soundtrack was great. I thought the acting was great. I thought the cast was incredible. Like everything about it was good. I think we're just trained in this moment to feel like that movie is not a Best Picture movie, but I really think it is a strong contender. Though it does feel like it was forever ago. I saw it last year when I was in Korea. So like that it's been forever ago.
Like a year. Yeah, I really did like Roma. I liked Black Klansman as well. So I guess I'm going to have to see Vice and The Favorite.
Okay. Before we go, final prediction, who is going to win Best Picture?
I swear to God, if Green Book wins.
I feel like Green Book is going to win. I want A Star Is Born to win, but I think... The Favorite should win.
Oh, wow. Go off.
That's all. Do we think Lady Gaga's going to win an Oscar this weekend?
She's definitely going to win for song.
Yeah. Or is she going to win for actress? That would be iconic.
I don't know.
We got Glenn Close and everyone. She keeps winning everything. We have the queen from The Favorite also. And the leading actress
was
from
Roma. Delightful?
So there's a lot. Oh, my gosh. You need to see The Favorite. Just let me know when you see it and tell me what you think. That's all.
Okay, I will text.
Okay, thank you. Anything else we got for today? I feel like we really covered a lot.
We just did it. All.
Okay, Corey, where can people find
you? I gotta
go,
bitch. I gotta go because the Survivor premiere is tonight, and bitch, you know I'm wet for it.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, well, where can people find you, bitch?
Being wet for Survivor on my couch and on Twitter and Instagram at Corey Cool.
Okay. I am Tyler Oakley, TYLEROAKLEY. Thank you for listening. See you later, you freaks.
Toodaloo.
Bye, ghost babies, cycle ghosties.
Life is a workout. And Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.